So the ladies are lining up now for the final of the women's 1500 metres. Much Birmingham interest in this as Iona Lake, the fresh air zoology student, and Kath Blue have got a really good chance in this one. Kath probably more of a genuine medal contender, and Iona hopefully can pull out another personal best as she did yesterday. So Charlotte Arter from UWIC, the indoor champion over 1500 metres, probably goes into this one as the outsider for once to Eilish McColgan, who's got the fastest PB in the field. So it's McColgan, Laura Kirk and Charlotte Arter, your three big names in this one, Alistair.
Conditions very, very a long way from indoor conditions as well. So you say an outside favourite, you can see why. The rain is, it's light, but it just affects the skin a little bit. It'll be cooling them though.
So Kath Plew decided to take up the first 200 metres, and then, as they have done in qualifying, Jen Walsh of Durham University and Laura Kirk of the University of Sheffield decide that they want to be at the front. They're going to dictate the pace of this race. Jen Walsh, for some reason, deciding to lead this on the outside of lane one, so she's having to run round Laura Kirk, but now she's overtaken her, and we're coming up to one lap, and it's quick enough. It's going to be 71.1 seconds, so that's around 4:25, 4:26 schedule. So it's Walsh from Kirk, from the Birmingham athlete Kath Blue, and Charlotte Arter and Eilish McColgan sitting nicely in the middle of that pack.
Lake for Birmingham has sat a little further back in the field, but Catherine Glue has found herself in a good position. She's just about third slot here, but someone else is just moving up on the outside, but she won't be too concerned by that.
So this light rain, obviously not ideal conditions for racing, but we have to know there's no wind in the stadium today. It's perfectly still, so there's no reason that we can't see some quick times run in the second half of this race, especially as they've got off at a decent pace. As Jen Walsh continues to push as they're coming up to the line for 800 to go. Jen Walsh around a metre ahead of Laura Kirk, Eilish McColgan, and that girl, the indoor champion, Charlotte Arter, poised, ready to strike. Kath Blue sat nicely on the inside doing no work as Iona Lake is sat in the middle of the pack.
Jen Walsh with a diminutive figure, but she's got a style, and she does it very well, and she's led through this race extremely confidently, but looks like the slightly longer legged girls are starting to move up on by, and as we look to go into the speed section of the race.
Yeah, absolutely, Alistair. Now we're racing 800 metres in 2:22. The 600 to go now. This is where the race begins. We're down to six athletes, and thankfully, from a Birmingham point of view, Kath Blue is one of those. So it's Jen Walsh, Eilish McColgan, Laura Kirk, Charlotte Arter, and Kath Blue. We're down to five now as they come into the home straight for the penultimate time. And Kath Blue is in with a great chance of grabbing a medal here for Birmingham.
Jen Walsh still leads it from Kirk of Huddersfield. Then we have McLaughlin of Dundee.
So we come to the bell. It's going to be 3 minutes 14. And McColgan makes her move. She goes straight past Jen Walsh. Really good running from the Durham student from Spenborough in West Yorkshire, making Eilish McColgan run wide. She takes the lead. And here's where her big stride comes in handy as she's going like mad down the back straight. And this really could be the decisive move, that fantastic loping stride. But Jen Walsh will not let her go. She's right on her heels. Laura Kirk is back in third, battling it out with Charlotte Arter and Kath Blue for the bronze medal. And Jen Walsh is poised on the shoulder of Eilish McColgan. Could we see a real upset in the last 150 here, Alistair?
She's snapping away, Jen Walsh, like a terrier at McColgan. It's absolutely pulsating. But McColgan's showing her long legs, and it may just pay off in the home straight.
And McColgan drives away down the inside, and Jen Walsh is shuffling away around the outside, and she's going to win this. She's neck and neck, and Jen Walsh, the fresher, the English school's cross-country and 800-metre champion, is now the Bucks champion in 4:17.99. What a performance, upsetting the huge favourite, Eilish McColgan. Laura Kirk comes in third, and then Kath Blue and Charlotte Arter were battling on the line for fourth place. We'll have to wait for the official result. I think that Iona Lake has probably run a significant PB back in mid-pack there. But Jen Walsh, what a brilliant last 100 metres there. She held it together.